There's a story behind everything, and it's all within the realm. I'm Steve Garrett, host of the podcast Within the Realm. We enjoy bringing you these eclectic stories every week, but we would love to hear your feedback. If you enjoy the podcast, please rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. When you rate and review on iTunes, you help listeners like you find us. Thanks for choosing Within the Realm. Now, on with the show. This is Within the Realm, and I'm your host, Steve Garrett.
Happy Monday!
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah! Ooh, fiery bunch.
Ooh.
I like it. Welcome to Song Lab, the weekly open mic night here at the Rhino.
This has become the familiar greeting at the Monday open mic night at the Rhino, a music venue on Armour Road in North Kansas City. You may be familiar with open mic nights, players and singers nervously performing a number or two in a local club. To be precise, the event is Song Lab, where songwriters are encouraged to workshop new and original tunes. Song Lab is just a little over a year old, but it has attracted a lot of attention in the Kansas City music scene. Both new and seasoned players and writers from a wide variety of musical styles call Song Lab home on Monday nights. The results of a recent poll in a local newspaper listed Song Lab as KC's second most popular open mic night, but many would suggest that Song Lab has produced more new talent and collaborations than any other competitors. And it wasn't a fluke. It's the plan put in place by organizer Ben Wendt.
My official title at the Rhino is Production Manager. Production Manager / Dinosaur Wrangler. That's the other part of the title.
As you can tell, Ben likes to keep it light. He says it helps when you're wrangling dinosaurs.
So Song Lab is a pet project that I've had in mind for several years. When I was in college in Warrensburg at the University of Central Missouri, I don't mean to speak negatively of Warrensburg, but as a city boy, the options of things to do there a little bit lacking. But there was this this one bar, sort of venue, really more just a bar that happened to have microphones, called Bottom Feeder Bay, and they held a weekly open mic night. Truthfully, when some of my friends and I started showing up to it, it was just a kind of, you know, a microphone and some DI boxes plugged into some speakers at a bar. We were friends with people in the music department, people in the theater department, and a handful of us just kind of turned it into like what we did on Tuesday nights. And we would get up on stage and we would cover each other's songs. We'd pair off and somebody would hop in on harmonies on this person's song this week. And we started to get to a point where we looked forward to Tuesday night the way that we had looked forward to Saturday night. And it really completely happened because this group of friends got together and made music. And it really only lasted about a year and a half or so because, you know, people graduate, move on, you know. You're at school to do schoolwork, so sometimes, you know, classwork and stuff like that got in the way. But I remember graduating, leaving that behind, and, you know, unfortunately kind of hearing that once my graduating class left, that really stopped being a thing. And I've wanted to try to recreate that for just years, and which makes me sad that I'm old enough now that I can refer to college as years ago. And when I was fortunate enough to stick my foot in the door and slide in to this position at the Rhino opening up, I told Zach and Drew, the owners, the number one thing I wanted to do was to do a weekly open mic night. I told them, tell me what our slowest night of the week is. I'll make it happen on this night. And they were like, well, it's Monday night, definitely. And they were patient and kind enough to give me a chance. And, you know, I mean, yeah, it never truly failed, but the first few weeks were bumpy. It was really just people who I was friends with or friends of friends. And I'd say after about 6, maybe 8 weeks, it started to spread. And I started to meet people. And one of the coolest was the first couple of times that musicians who I knew and respected just as a fan of local music, who I hadn't actually met in person, show up and, you know, shake my hand. I'm like, I know who you are. you're playing here tonight. This is amazing. Yeah. So, I mean, I just think it was sparked by an idea of a community of friends. And I think that that's what it is in this incarnation as SongLab. It's a community of people who I go to each other's shows. It's crazy to me. Like anytime I go see any of our regular SongLab people perform anywhere in the whole city, I'd say a third of the crowd is people who come to SongLab at least two or three times a month. And that's really special. That's very cool.
And the performers agree that it is really cool. Courtney Ann Hall, who played her first open mic night at SongLab and was featured in an earlier episode of Within the Realm, had this to say.
Well, first of all, SongLab is amazing, and it is a home for local musicians. It's a safe place, and it is amazing. It's exactly where I want to be on Monday nights, whether I'm performing or not. I've come here like just feeling terrible. And by the end of the night, like you're surrounded by love. You're surrounded by the people that just want the best for everybody else. And I don't know where my music would be without SongLab, number one, because it would not be an EP coming out at the beginning of next year.
It's not just Courtney who has recorded tracks, but several other writers have also released singles or EPs of songs perfected at SongLab. The atmosphere at SongLab creates a very intimate vibe between the performers and the audience. Singer and songwriter Mason Blaze performed a song about being stood up by a date, but had this interaction with an audience member immediately afterward.
It's a little bit too kind of opposite of the one that I just played. The song's called Love, and it's a love song I wrote for my boyfriend.
Not the one who stood you up.
Oh, no, it's the same one.
I spoke with Mason and Allison, the singer for the up-and-coming band Mess, who goes by the handle Sex Ed as a solo performer, about their reasons for coming to SongLab.
I started coming because I was looking for an open mic in the city just to get some creative outlet of new stuff I was writing. And Rebecca Elliott, I got in touch with her and she really encouraged me to come. And I've just found a real community here. Well, it really provides an outlet for you to come and see what works and what doesn't. Like, you can come and just be like, oh, I was working on this. Just let me know how you feel about it. Put it out there and then kind of get people saying, oh, I really like that part. Keep that part. Or, oh, maybe change the chord progression in the chorus, that type of thing. It helps you kind of edit your stuff and just workshop. It's a nice peer review type thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like we came and did open mic together for a long time and didn't really know each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know, like, at what point we're just like really good friends.
I know. I was thinking that to myself earlier, like, when did this happen? I don't know.
So yeah, it's just this cool. I really started coming to practice my stage confidence, and it used to terrify me to be by myself because I play with other musicians usually. And it really helped me build, like, my front person persona. Because it's not similar in any way to how I act when I'm with the band. But it helped my confidence a lot.
Here's a sampling of a song entitled Lemon Tears by Mason Blaze.
Yeah, if
fits the crime. It's been coming for some time, and I didn't think you paid much mind. So when I tried to apologize, lemon tears fell from your eyes. You tell me how your heart is aching. We seem fine, but I could be mistaken. And I guess that's what I get for crushing on a brunette. I guess that's what I get. Pillowcases soaking wet with regret. You say you got one foot out.
In addition to the intimacy with the audience, there's an intimacy between the performers. SongLab is a great place for spontaneous collaborations. Performers backing each other up on additional instruments or vocals, making for memorable performances. Some collaborations have taken a more permanent form, like the band Friends with Strangers.
Well, I'm Connor Anderson, and I'm lead singer and acoustic guitar player for Friends with Strangers.
And I play percussion. My name is Matt Thornton. I sing too, I guess.
You started coming early on in this thing, Connor. Tell me what brought you here.
So I grew up in the musical background. I've been playing out live shows since 2005. When I moved back to Kansas City from Illinois, I was looking for a cool open mic gig. Went to a couple different spots, but eventually just found my way over here towards the beginning of the Rhino open mic, and I felt at home as soon as I walked in.
And you put together this band.
Connor and I are buddies, and so he said, hey, there's this sweet open mic down at the Rhino. And I hadn't been down here yet. I'd been to Colony a couple times. But so I came and watched him play a couple times, and I was like, man, I feel like we can do this. I can add some stuff to your music. And then we started writing together, and some of our, like, the songs that people really have liked, turned out to like the most, has definitely been, like, the songs that we've been writing together. And with Grant, of course, our lead guitar player as well, so.
I'm supposing without open mic night, this might not be a thing.
Oh, no.
I'd say 100% accurate on that. We have played music in our church together, but outside of this open mic, we probably wouldn't have known the talents that each other have had.
Yeah.
It's been a great community to just learn and feed off each other, and our writing styles have evolved over the last year.
Definitely. It's a really great environment here because it is a song lab type thing, so I like playing in front of other musicians. You really can tell when something lands if you're playing in front of other musicians, because everybody like supports each other, but at the same time, you get real feedback.
You've done other open mics. Mm-hmm. What makes it special?
This one is special. One, it's nice that they give us a sort of a song limit or a time limit, whereas some open mics, they don't really have a schedule or a structure in place. So that's what the original gravitation came from, that, but the host, Ben, he's been the most supportive person that we can within this environment. And, you know, I think the staff here and the structure in general, and I think the type of musicians that come here are the ones that I gravitate towards.
I would agree with that. It's, you come to something once or twice to like check it out. You come back because of like the talent that you see. Like I as a musician and as a creative, I want to surround myself with other really talented creatives and musicians. So that's this for sure.
A common theme these artists talk about is the support that they receive from their peers through connections made at SongLab. To say that SongLab is a mutual admiration society might be an accurate statement. I stood in the back of the room when Friends with Strangers played a song entitled For You. I heard many in the audience singing along, singing their approval. Here's a taste of For You by Friends with Strangers.
When I'm lost, your river runs true. Gravity pulls me right back to you. And in the darkness, your light shines through. Gravity.
Yeah, One Full Band has come out in multiple artistic collaborations too, which is, it's great. I mean, people are using it to meet people. My buddy Alex, who helps me out with sound a lot, he has booked multiple clients. I mean, this is not just about, hey, I need a drummer, can I meet a drummer here? I mean, it's about making legitimate connections in the music scene that benefit you professionally as much as they do personally. That's awesome.
And I think quite a few EPs.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, I don't think would exist without SongLab.
I think that's very possible. I mean, whenever my band recorded our EP, we have a song that has gang vocals, and I wanted to make sure we recorded them here with a bunch of SongLab people after SongLab one night. I mean, yeah, I think it's really cool because it's really an example of art generating more art, of light generating more light. It's great. I mean, I just couldn't be happier of it. I mean, this sounds kind of trite, but I actually mean it, that after my children and I guess my marriage as an institution, I think I maybe am more proud of SongLab than almost anything I've ever done in my whole life. And it's on my Mount Rushmore of things I'm proud of, that's for sure.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Within the Realm. A special thanks goes out to all the performers who make SongLab a home. If you liked what you heard, be sure to check out the show notes for links to full versions of the songs by Courtney Ann Hall, Mason Blaze, and Friends with Strangers. You can find the show notes at withinpodcast.com. You'll also locate a full archive of our past episodes. You can also find us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and other podcast channels. Be sure to subscribe at your favorite. Our theme music is provided by 556 and a half. And as always, thanks for listening.